Jeffrey Lee joins us now of AuburnSports.com. Jeff, appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
What do you think the biggest key is going to be this weekend? Auburn seemed to have trouble stopping the running game last week against Clemson in the first quarter. Marcus Lattimore, of course, is an impressive freshman. What do you think the key is going to be to Auburn to try to slow him down this weekend?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of keys to Auburn and winning and beating South Carolina, but I think before they start looking at South Carolina and what they need to do to stop them, it's really all about Auburn and what they're doing as far as being everything is real inconsistent right now. You don't know each week what you're going to get. And until they, you know, get consistent and figure out and do what they do well, you know, it's hard to worry about somebody else, you know, when you're still trying to perfect yourself. With that said, you know, obviously you're going to have to stop the run. And they've done a very good job at that in the past. And you know, I expect them to try to stop Lattimore and make Stephen Garcia beat them through the air. And, of course, if I'm South Carolina, I'm looking at Auburn secondary, and I'm looking at my chops because they haven't been the most potent secondary in the SEC. They've probably been one of the weaker parts of the defense so far, which has been quite a surprise considering, you know, they were expected to be the strength with, you know, sixth-year senior Aaron Savage and fifth-year senior Zach Etheridge both back there. But surprisingly has been a hole in Auburn's defense, and that's probably one of the things that they're really going to have to step up and do. Stopping the run is one thing, but you know, stopping the pass, stopping Stephen Garcia, making some plays, getting some turnovers is what Auburn's going to need.
Jeffrey, with the development of Cam Newton, he's starting to come along more as a passer than a runner. Do you think that will be a bigger part of the offense for Auburn?
You know, I thought it would have been, you know, the past 2 weeks and especially last week, but maybe, you know, there's still a. Maybe he's still learning. Maybe he's still developing. Maybe, you know, just from talking to him and seeing him talk in the interview Sunday night, it seemed like maybe Malzahn was still holding him back a little bit. Some of the questions that were asked were, you know, did he need to spread the wealth more? Did he need to, you know, do this more? Did he need to slide more? And he just kept referring back to, you know, that's up to Coach Malzahn. That's up to Coach Malzahn. So I don't know that he's, you know, and talking to Ben Lear last week, you know, one of the things Ben Lear wanted to know was, you know, how much freedom does Cam Newton have at the line of scrimmage? Does he have the freedom to make a call, to make a check to another play, or does he give him one or two or maybe three choices and then goes with what he thinks is best? So it's really hard to say right now where he is. I think Cameron feels he's more along than maybe Malzahn may be giving him and would like to change that. But, you know, right now it's he's pretty limited as far as what they've been able to do. It's either him dropping back and taking off, him dropping back and slinging it down the field, you know, 60 yards down the field. There really hasn't been an intermediate passing game, and I think that's something Auburn's going to have to be able to come up with. You know, if not this weekend, they're going to have to find it somewhere with the next, I think, 5 out of 6 games being SEC games.
Going to the other side of the ball, Coach Chizik in his press conference this week talked about physicality. Do you think that Auburn will take that thought into the game and be very physical like they were with Alabama last year and just commit all out to shutting down the running game?
Yeah, I think that's I really do think that's likely. They really, really, you know, preached on that this week. They had a very physical practice on Tuesday, all by design. And, you know, I just went back and watched. I was on the sidelines for the Clemson game. And, you know, even down there, I thought it was a rough game, but not until I watched it on television and missed and saw some of the tackles and hits that I'd missed on the sidelines did I realize just how physical that game was, man. You know, the cart came on the field twice. You know, there were players hurt. The scoreboard wouldn't work. It was even hurt, the clock at least. So, you know, a real physical game. So it was surprising to see that, you know, they were preaching to being more physical this week. But maybe that's, you know, what they want. And if you look at the offensive line, I really think that's where the physicality is coming into. When it's not about taking people's heads off as a linebacker. It was the offensive line just getting blown, you know, off the line of scrimmage by Clemson's defensive front. They were just outmanned, out-physicaled, is a word that Tommy Tuberville used to use. By Clemson's front four, and you know that can't happen. You know, for Auburn to succeed on offense, they have to have a running game. And you know, with in the first half against Clemson, in the first quarter, I think they had, you know, -2 yards of total offense. And you know, they were trying to establish Michael Dyer, but it just wasn't going to happen. Clemson wasn't going to let it happen. And so, when South Carolina comes to town, you know, that run game is going to be ever so important. so much so that, you know, they're going to have to be more physical up front.
David brought up the Alabama-Auburn game last year, and you know, Josh Bynes in that game came unglued and shut down the Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram. What player do you think on the Auburn defense has a chance to really just be an unsung player, has a chance to be a big key to the defensive success this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, and it's not maybe so much as an unsung player, but, you know, Antoine Carter has kind of been a guy who's made a lot of plays. I think he's had 2 or 3 sacks this year already. He had one against Mississippi State, another couple of hurries against Clemson. I think he's going to be a great defensive end. I know he's a senior and he's played limited up until this point, but you know, I think he's a guy who you can see playing on Sundays next year, and I think he's due for a breakout game. I really think he's a great rusher off the edge. He's got great speed, great instincts. He's built like an NFL guy, and you know, each week I keep waiting on him to have that breakout game, kind of like Nick Fairley did against Mississippi State. And I think Antoine Carter has gotten close, but I think, you know, he's still due. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes along any week now, especially not Saturday night.
In terms of the flow of the game, some games everybody thinks it's going to be a Big 12-like shootout, and it ends up being a very low-scoring game. In other games, they think are going to be very defensive, become very offensive. What do you think the story is going to be in this game as far as offense, defense?
Well, you know, you actually said it, you know, it was how inconsistent it's been. You know, even going back to the Clemson game, everybody thought it was going to be a shootout. I'm sorry, the Mississippi State game, when everybody thought it was going to be a shootout.
Right.
And Auburn didn't score a touchdown the latter half of the second quarter, third or fourth. So, you know, it's really, it's like I said earlier, you know, you don't really don't know what to expect from this Auburn team. Is the defense going to show up? Are they going to come out against Arkansas State? You know, is the offense going to show up, or is it going to come out like it did the second half and the first half? I mean, the second half against Mississippi State and the first half of Clemson. Real inconsistent all across the board, special teams to throw that in, too. So you really don't know what to expect with this team.
Right.
But you know that they're going to try to run the football. You know that they're going to rack up yards. You know, whether they can put points on the board remains to be seen. But I think they'll get it done. I think it'll be a similar score to Clemson – Auburn. I'm thinking maybe 30-27, actually. I think that's my pick, 30-27 Auburn.
I know this is Steve Spurrier returning to Jordan-Hare, and it's not the Florida teams that Auburn always managed to upset in the 90s, but do you think that will possibly play into the game at all?
You know, I think Spurrier is obviously one of the best, and I think when he got to South Carolina, everybody was expecting such a, you know, a dramatic or immediate just turnaround of the program, and he wasn't able to do that in a state like South Carolina, where the talent isn't as rich as it is in Florida. Those freshmen don't come in. You know, Sands and Marcus Lattimore just once every, you know, in Florida he was signing 10 Marcus Lattimores in each class, and you know, in South Carolina he's signing one every 2 or 3 years. So it's taken him a little bit while to get that program built back up, but he's been there and done that. You know, this is, I don't know, he's probably been in the SEC more than 20 years now. He's been to Auburn several times, an old nemesis, you know, of back in the 90s. And so, you know, he's been there, he's done that. He knows how to prepare this team. He knows what to prepare them for. And, you know, and he's really got South Carolina where people thought he might have them maybe 2 or 3 years before. But, you know, he's really got that team looking like they're a contender in the East, and it'll be a great game, I think, Saturday night in Auburn.
Finally, Jeffrey, coaches always talk about identity. What identity do you think Gene Chizik wants this team, in a broad sense, in the entire season? What identity do you think he desires that this team have?
Just be physical. I think that's one of the things, you know, that he thinks that this team is lacking, besides being consistent on both sides of the ball and even on special teams. But I think, you know, on offense, he wants to be a run-first team. He wants to be a team that's explosive, a team that's got a fast pace, keeps the defense on their heels, and a defense that, you know, doesn't bend. Forget the bend, don't break. He doesn't want them to bend. You know, he wants some, you know, chin straps unbuckled and mouthpieces knocked in the grass. And he wants to score a lot of points, and he wants to hold them to not. And I think what in order to do that, they've got to get more physical, and they've got to be more consistent, and I think that's what they're looking for.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you giving us some of your time.
I appreciate it.
Jeffrey Lee of AuburnSports.com.